Yes, it is certainly true that Bitcoin can be a tiny bit volatile, but you really need to understand volatile is just one of these weird NPC scary words. It's volatile. So I want you to take an analogy here. We've got two bros. We've got Bob and we've got Doug. Now, over the last 15 years, Bob's health has declined slowly but steadily to 50% of his former health. He's got 50% lung capacity. He's lost one kidney. He's lost one testicle, right? He's down 50% in his health and he's heading to certain death. But the decline has been relatively slow and therefore not overly volatile, but slow leading to death. On the other hand, let's look at Doug. Now, 15 years ago, Doug was born. That's a slightly different thing. Now, Doug, over the last 15 years, has grown from a fetus baby all the way to a robust and strong 15-year-old strapping young man. Ooh, who's been more volatile? The guy who's slowly declined to 50% of his health over the past 15 years, or the guy who's gone from only 6 pounds at birth to 160 pounds of strapping muscle as a 15-year-old young man? Ooh, that's a lot of volatility. Look how much his weight has changed. Look how much his height has changed. He's gone completely mad. He's exploded. He's gone from almost nothing to 6 feet tall. That's a lot of volatility. Yes, it is, but it's volatility in the right goddamn direction. It's the volatility in terms of health. Bob is dying. Doug is growing. Which volatility do you want? Because that's the actual numbers for fiat and Bitcoin.